Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And I'm coming at you from Quail Park here in beautiful Visalia, California. And this is our day five recipe for cooking with garlic. And I bring you to one of the coolest things I've ever eaten in my life. And it's funny because I've had so many great experiences with garlic. And it's just something I don't know how to even explain it. It's a love affair I have with garlic and in all my food. It just makes food better. And I probably eat garlic, I'd say maybe 6 out of 7 days a week. Yeah, I know. So it's just those things, you know. I don't ever have any bug bites, nothing. It's just a natural repellent. I feel good. But that's what brings me to this next wonderful recipe that I think everybody's going to like. This is my recipe for brandy garlic chicken liver pate with orange marmalade, and I think you're gonna love it. Let's get started. What we're gonna need first are 2 tablespoons of citrus Arbasana olive oil. I love my Arbasana from Rosenthal Olive Ranch out of Madera, California. I promise you they'll take good care of everybody. Tell them the Untamed Chef sent you. They'll make sure everybody's happy. What I'm gonna do next is take 2 tablespoons of garlic paste that we're gonna mix in while we put this oil into a nice medium-high pan. 12 ounces of chicken livers. Now, chicken livers, I mean, everybody says it's an acquired taste, but I assure you, it's really not that bad. It's very, very good. I'm a big fan of chicken livers. So we're gonna take those chicken livers and we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna mix them with 1 Spanish onion that we're gonna julienne. It's very important to remember that we're gonna julienne this onion because we are not gonna have big chunks of onion for this. I want all those onions to be caramelized because we need it for the next step we're gonna do. After we julienne the onions, I'm gonna take 1/2 cup of brandy. Remember this, is super, super important from the Untamed Chef to you and to your families for your own safety. When you put alcohol inside of a pan that has oil, it is going to flame up. I don't want to tell you guys that, you know, everything's going to be, you know, bad, because it's probably not. But I'm always one of those guys that likes to take the extra precaution to remind and to keep re-educating everybody, including myself, that it's very important when you put alcohol into a hot pan that you get to watch your eyebrows, watch your hair, watch your counter, everything. So what I like to do, I'll give you the tip, you take the pan off of the heat. If once the pan is off the heat, then add the brandy. And once it flares up, and it will give you a little bit of a flare up, it's not a big deal. Then you put it back on the heat. And the flare up would usually last about 10 to 12 seconds. It does not last a long time. After you do that, you're going to go ahead and take 3 tablespoons of You Sweet Thing Jellies orange marmalade. Mix that all together. Blend it. Put it over crostinis. Put it over toast. You name it. It tastes good. I'm Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.